Hi, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Karisa's daf Chaf Vav. The rabbi left off yesterday at the two dots, towards the bottom of Chaf Hey Amabez, about three, 4 lines up from the bottom of the page. Today she is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. Once again, we thank Dr. Landerer very, very much for his continued sponsorship of the shiur and his extraordinary support of the shul. Again, for those listening online, it's Alicia Graf covering for Rabbi Leibowitz, who is away just for today, traveling back today. He'll be back tomorrow morning, God willing. So today we're going to discuss mainly three topics. So the first topic is we saw yesterday in the Mishnah a couple of halachas regarding Asham Tali. One of the halachas that we saw was what happens if a person is chayef to bring an Asham Tali, and then in the interim, Yom Kippur passes. So Yom Kippur ordinarily is mechaper. We saw yesterday that if a person is chayev a karban chatas or a karban asham vadai, and then there's an intervening Yom Kippur, he is still chayev to bring the karban even after Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur is generally mechaper. However, the Mishnah told us that by asham tali, the halacha is not like that. If a person is chayev an asham tali and a Yom Kippur passes in the interim, then following Yom Kippur, the person is not going to be chayev to bring an asham tali. We are going to discuss why in today's Gemara. Towards the middle of Chavav Amin Aleph, the Gemara is going to talk about, well, if a person is not chayev to bring an asham tali after Yom Kippur, then maybe a person should not be chayev to bring other types of karbanos that must be brought mesafek even after Yom Kippur. And the Gemara is going to ask, how come we do see that we have to bring those karbanos? And we're going to explain what the difference is between those various karbanos that come mesafek and an asham tali. We're then going to say, we're then going to darshan in the Gemara why we need the pasuk to tell us the halacha of yediyah sachet, by a yachid, by the tzibor, and also by a nasi. How come we couldn't learn out the halacha of yediyah, of requiring a yediyah for a chatas of the chait in order to bring karban chatas, either just by yachid, or by the tzibor, or by the nasi, or why we can't learn the halacha from two out of the three sources? And then the Gemara, the primary discussion on Amud Beis, is going to be the final halacha that we saw in the Mishnah yesterday, which is what happens if a person is bringing a korban mesafek. So the Gemara is going to talk about the example of a yoledes mesafek, that the woman doesn't know whether she gave birth to a viable fetus or not, so she doesn't know whether she's chayev a korban yoledes, which is a chatas ha'of. So what happens if during the process of bringing the korban, she discovers either that she definitively did give birth to a baby, and therefore she is chayev in the korban, or she discovers that she definitively did not give birth to the baby, in which case she is certainly not chayev in the korban. What happens with the ant? What happens with the bird? And is the bird mutter or usser bahana? The answer is going to depend on her status and when exactly she figures out what the halacha is, what her halachic status is, legabe this karban. So let's start again from the two dots, chaf hei amud beis, 4 lines up from the bottom of the page. So chayve ashamos tluyin, if a person is chayev and asham talui, and Yom Kippur passes by in the interim, then after Yom Kippur, the person is no longer chayev to bring an asham tali. So says the Gemara, minani mili, how do we know this? So Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, mikol chatos seichem lifnei Hashem, chet she'en makir bo ela hamakom Yom Kippurim mechaper. If you have a chet where nobody except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if you did the chet, i.e. the case of an Asham Tali, because the whole reason that you're bringing an Asham Tali is because you don't know if you were over on the lav. You don't know if you were over on the chait. You don't know if you did the avera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously doesn't have any sfeikas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether the piece of meat that you ate was chelev or was kosher meat. But if you ever have a situation where the only chait is in the eyes, the only chait where the essence of the chait is known only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the type of chait on which Yom Kippurim is mechaper. That's what an Asham Tali is brought for. That's why after Yom Kippur, you no longer have to bring an Asham Tali. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Tachlifa, Abua de Ravuna, Mishmei de Rava, Kadmaisa, Nami Lotesei. So what does it mean Kadmaisa. So Kadmaisa, so Rashi says, well, the first two karbanos mentioned in the Mishnah, which, what were the first two karbanos mentioned in the Mishnah? A karban chatos and a karban asham vadai. So chay ve chatos ve asham as vadon, the chayav alachi achar yom kippurim. So why is the halacha that if I'm chayav in asham toloi after yom kippur, I don't have to bring it anymore because yom kippurim is mechaper? If I'm chayav in Hashem Vadai, or if I'm chayav a korban chatas, and then Yom Kippur passes by, I still have to bring the korban. Why is the halacha like that? So kadmaisa nami lo teisei l'mishpatei. So we can't decide on the source as to why I'm not chayav to bring the why I remain chayav to bring the korban chatas and the korban asham vadai after Yom Kippur. It's only the korban asham toli that I'm not chayav to bring after Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, turning over to Chavav Amin Aleph, lo mi de Reb Dimi, lo mi de Abaye. The halacha that I remain chayav to bring the korban chatas after Yom Kippur is not learned out from the source of Rav Dimi, is not learned out from the source of Abaya. What are those sources? So we saw yesterday that one of them learns it out from the Sir Pnim, from the Sir Chatas, Lashem, and the other learns it out from the Sir Chatas, Lazazel. And they learn out from the source, from either one of these sources, that you remain chayav in bringing a korban chatas even after Yom Kippur passes by. Ela miha, we learn it out from the pasuk that we just darshened, chet sheina makir bo ela mokom yom kippur mechaper, that a chet which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about, that's what Yom Kippur is mechaper, and that is when I do not have to bring a korban asham tolui after Yom Kippur. However, if I'm dealing with a chet that even I am makir, and you need a heker for a korban chatas, because a korban chatas only comes on yedias achet. So if I know that I was over on the lav, if I was over on the iser, and I know that I'm chayav a korban chatas, then Yom Kippurim is not going to absolve me of the chiyuv to bring a korban chatas. So we have to be careful about saying that, because we're saying that Yom Kippurim is not mechaper. Obviously, Yom Kippurim is mechaper for everybody. What it means is Yom Kippur doesn't dispense with the obligation that I have to bring the korban if I know that I'm chayev in the carbon. So says the Gemara, three lines down, umina chet sheina makir bo ela mokom udiyom kippur mechaper. So from here we learn that a chet that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about, that's the type of chet on which Yom Kippur is mechaper, and you no longer remain chayev in the carbon after Yom Kippur. Aval diyada ba lo mechaper. However, if you do know about the chet, and that is, if there is a case of a korban chatos which requires the yedias hachet, then again Yom Kippurim is not. Then Yom Kippurim is not mechaper. And again, this Fasemis points out that what we mean to say is not that Yom Kippurim is not mechaper, because of course Yom Kippur is mechaper for everybody. The point is that if you did an avera and you're chayav a punishment for that avera, and that type of punishment falls in a certain class, because we're going to qualify this statement in a minute, but if the type of punishment is a korban, which is effectively a monetary penalty, I have to spend my money, I have to bring a korban. So Yom Kippur is not going to absolve me of the obligation to bring that korban by a chet where I had a heker. So by a korban chatos, by a korban hashem vadai, Yom Kippur passes, I'm still going to be chayv in the korban. Says the Gemara, Vimra of Tachlifa avuah deravuna mishmei derava, chayvim malkiyah shavar aleihem Yom Kippurim, chayv. Similarly, if you have a chi of malkus, Yom Kippur passes by, Yom Kippur obviously is mechaper al kol avonos, yet after Yom Kippur, you are still chayev in the malchus, says the Gemara, pshita, it's pashut. Maishna mechav echatoz v'ashamos v'adon. Why would I think the halacha by malchus should be any different than the halacha by a korban chatas or by a korban asham vadai, where I remain chayev in bringing the korban even after Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, I might think to distinguish based on the following. Salkadai techamina also mamonahu, the korban is only money, because I'm required to spend money and bring the korban. And says Rashi, so what does it mean? The mechayev legavoa, I'm chayev to bring the money, and so I'm chayev to spend the money and bring the korban. The kivan defshar l'shalem l'potar l'yom kippurim. The bet shulmi mamon l'shaychi kapara. Says Rashi, Yom Kippur, of course it's mechaper, but here it's mechaper on the sin, but I also have a chi of mammon that's associated with a sin. Yom Kippur cannot absolve me, cannot pater me of that chi of mammon, and therefore, even after Yom Kippur, I remain chayev to bring the korban. Aval hacha de gufahu emalo. However, by Malkus, which is not a chiyuv mamon, it's not that I owe money and that's why I'm giving Malkus. Malkus is a punishment that's administered to a person's body. So I might think that Yom Kippur is mechaper on that. Kamash Malan, that the guy still remains chayiv in Malkus. Says the Gemara, va'anantanan hoda v'lo hoda, ase v'lo sase. It says that Yom Kippur is mechaper on hoda v'lo hoda. It's mechaper on chiyuv yase and also on iser lo sase. So what do you ordinarily chayiv malchus on? You ordinarily chayiv malchus on an iser lo sase. So you're telling me that if I'm chayiv in malchus, Yom Kippur passes by, I'm still required to get the malchus after Yom Kippur. But we know that Yom Kippur is mechaper for lo sase. So if Yom Kippur is mechaper for lo sase and I'm chayiv malchus on a lo sase, why in the world am I getting malchus after Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, lokasha, had isruba, had lo isruba. So one feature of malchus is that you only get malchus if you had a hasra. So if we're dealing where you violated a lo sase and you received hasra, so you're chayiv malchus, then Yom Kippur passes by, you're still chayiv malchus even after Yom Kippur. When we said that Yom Kippur is mechaper even on a lo sase, what we were talking about was a situation where you violate a lo sase and you never received hasra, so you were never chayiv malchus. So that type of lo sase, Yom Kippur is mechaper because it's mechaper on everything. The question is, if you were standing to receive an onesh, do you still need to get that onesh after Yom Kippur? So if there was a hasra, so therefore you were eligible for malchus and you were eligible to receive an onesh, you would still have to get it after Yom Kippur. If you violated the type of lo sase where you didn't get hasra and therefore you were never chayiv in malchus, is Yom Kippur mechaper on the lav? Of course it's mechaper on the lav. Are you chayiv malchus? No, because you never received a hasra. So says the Gemara, well, if this is the paradigm, that if I'm chayiv something bevadai, and Yom Kippur passes by, then I remain chayiv. But if I'm chayiv something besafek, and then Yom Kippur passes by, then it's suspended. Then I no longer am required to bring that korban. Says the Gemara, Elamayata, we're going to have a couple of challenges here. Safek yoledes. Let's say if you have a woman, and she's mesupek whether or not she gave birth. She'avar alav Yom Kippurim, and then in the interim Yom Kippur passes by. Lotesi, she shouldn't have to bring her karban. Daha kippurela Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur should have been mechaper. Yom Kippur should have absolved her from the obligation to bring the karban. Why? To chait shein makirbo ela makamhu. Because it's a chait, it's a karban that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if she's chayef to bring the karban. Why? It's a safek yoledes. She doesn't know what she gave birth to. She doesn't know whether it's a viable fetus or not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether it was a viable fetus. So she should be putter from bringing the karban yoledes meisafek after Yom Kippur, says the Gemara, because it's just like an Hashem Toloi. It's something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about. So if the paradigm is something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about, she's putter after Yom Kippur, this safek yoledes should also be putter after Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, what in the world are you talking about? Amar Rav Hoshea l'chol katosam v'lo l'chol tomosam. When does this halacha apply that if I'm chayef something misafek, then after Yom Kippur I don't have to bring it? That's only when the korban comes on a chait. That's what an afshon talay is. However, if you're talking to me about a safek yoledes, that korban is not coming al tzachet. It's coming because if she gave birth to something that's a viable fetus, she has tuma and she requires a korban before she becomes tar and before she can eat kachin. That's what this korban is for, and therefore Yom Kippur does not do away with the obligation to bring this type of korban. Says the Gemara, it's not so pashut that a yoledes didn't sin. But according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who says that a yoledes actually does sin, so Michael Amemar, so what can we say? Say after Yom Kippur, she should not be required to bring the korban. Well, how in the world does a yoledes sin? So Rashi explains elsewhere in Shas as well, that when the yoledes is going through the tzar leda, she swears off ever having relations with her husband because she's in such pain when she's giving birth. She swears that she's going to asser herself to her husband, and it's obviously a shvua that she's not able to be mekayim, and that's the sin that she does. So, but according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who says that yoledes is a chotas, so she shouldn't have to bring this carbon after Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, yoledes ki maisi carbon lishjeruya ba'achilas kachim hu v'lo l'kaparam masya. So says the Gemara, okay, granted, it could be that a Yoledes is considered to be a Chotas because she does some Aveira in the context of giving birth, but look at the nature of the Karban. When she's giving the Karban, is this Karban coming as a Kapara for any sin that she may have done in the birthing process? No, the Karban is coming in order to be Metayer from her Tumah, and in order to permit her to eat Kachim. So fundamentally, this Karban of a Yoledes doesn't come on a Chait, and therefore, it does not have the status of a Karban Asham Talui. And therefore, even though by an Asham Talui, after Yom Kippur, you would not be Chayef to bring it, by a Karban Yoledes Misafek, after Yom Kippur, you would be Chayef to bring it. Says the Gemara, Amravashi Afana Nami Tanina, Ho'isha Sheyeshala Chatas Of Safek Vavra Le Yom Kippurim, Chayeves Lahavi Lachar Yom Kippurim. Why? Here's the key, Mibnei Shemacharta Lechol Bezvachim, because the whole purpose of the Karban is that it permits her to eat Kachim and it doesn't come on Kaparas Avonos. It only comes because of the Tumah. Says the Gemara, Elamayata, but let me challenge you again. Safek Mitzora. Let's say you have a Safek, So in other words, you have a mitzora who doesn't know whether the baheres, whether the white spot came before the seir lavan. So in order to be tameh, you first need the white spot to develop on your skin. Then you need the two white hairs to come out of the white spot. If, however, you first have the two white hairs before you have a white spot, then you're not going to be tameh. So you have a mitzora who's presenting with all of the symptoms, but you don't know the order in which the symptoms arose, and therefore you don't know whether the guy is tar or whether the guy is tummy. You don't know whether he's really a mitzora. So safek mitzora, shavar alav yom kippurim lo maisi. You shouldn't have to bring a karban. So da avar alei yom kippurim, because yom kippurim passed by after all. The chet shein makir bo ella hamakam hu. It's a chet that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about. And if we're going to follow the model of a karban asham talui, just like I'm no longer chayv in an asham talui after Yom Kippur, so too I should no longer be chayiv in a karban mitzora safek after Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, again, not a valid challenge. That this paradigm only applies to a karban that comes on a chait, not to a karban that comes to fix tumah. And the reason that the mitzora brings the karban is during the tahara process. It's in order to get rid of his tumah, make him tar enough to eat kachim. So this karban doesn't fit into this whole model of asham tali. Says the Gemara, really, you're going to tell me that the mitzora is not a sinner? That a person gets saras for one of seven possible averas. So says the Gemara, mitzora ki maisi lav l'kapara maisi. No. It's true that the mitzora is a sinner. And we saw already, last Masechta, he gets tzaras, according to many views, because of Lashon Hara. But the point is that when he's bringing the Karban, yes, he is a sinner, but the Karban isn't coming because he sinned. The Karban is coming in order for the Tahara process. And Rashi says, why isn't the Karban coming on the sin? So Rashi explains, because for the sin that led to the Tzaras, you know what the Kapara is? The Kapara is that he has Tzaras. That's the Kapara from his... He doesn't need to bring a Karban for the Kapara. Rashi, as we should have mentioned it earlier, Rashi explains also by Yoledes, the reason that the Yoledes is not bringing the Karban for her sin, even according to those who say she did the Avera, is because she already gets a Kapara on her Avera through the Tsar Leda. Therefore, the Karban's only coming for the Tumah. So to hear by Mitzora, he's not getting a Kapara through the Karban. He already has a Kapara through the Tsar of having Tsaras. The Karban is coming only on Tumah and Tara issues. So Ela Lishtaruya Bechilas Kachemhu. So says the Gemara, let me challenge you again. Elamayata Safik Nazir. But let's say we have a Safik Nazir. So Rashi says, well, there are two types of Safik Nazir. So we know that if a person takes a vow of Naziras, he's not allowed to become Tameh. If he does become Tameh, he has to go through a Tara process, then he has to start his Naziras all over again. So Rashi says, two types of Safik Nazir. The type that the Gemara is talking about is you have a Nazir Vadai, who doesn't know whether he became Tameh. We're not talking about a case of a Nazir Safek, where the guy doesn't know if he's a Nazir altogether. What is the case where the guy doesn't know if he's a Nazir altogether? So Rashi explains, We saw this in Maseches Nazir that the case is a pregnant woman is walking by, and the guy says, "I'm going to be a Nazir if this pregnant woman gives birth to a baby boy." And he doesn't know whether the woman gave birth to a baby boy or a baby girl, so he doesn't know if he's a Nazir or not. Rashi says we can't be talking about that type of Suffolk Nazir, because that's a very easy Suffolk to get rid of. So what do? Says Rashi, you take another vow of Naziris, and say, if I was a Nazir already because the woman gave birth to a boy, then my nether of Naziris now is worthless. If, however, she gave birth to a girl, so I was never a real Nazir, then my Nazirah should be Chal now. So at the end of the Nazirah's period, he should go through whatever process he goes through, because he can make himself into a Nazir Vadai. We're talking about where the guy knows he's a Nazir. There's an Isser for a Nazir to become Tamei. He doesn't know if he's Tamei. So he doesn't know. So says the Gemara, Suffolk Nazir, Sha'avar Alav Yom Kippurim, two lines up from the wide lines, that a Suffolk Nazir, that Yom Kippur passes him by, Lo Maisi Karban, he shouldn't have to bring a Karban, Da'av Kippur Yom Kippurim, because Yom Kippurim is Mechaper, the Chet Shein Makir Bo Ela Makamu. It's a Chet that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if he became Tamei or not, and therefore Yom Kippur should suspend his obligation to bring the Karban. No, it's the same answer. That the only time Yom Kippur suspends the chiyuv to bring the carbon is when the carbon comes on a chait. Here the carbon doesn't come on a chait, it comes as part of a tara process. According to Rabbi Lezer, a kapper who says that a nazir is chote because a person shouldn't deprive himself from the joys of Olam Hazeh, from the Geffen. So what are you going to say? Maybe the Korban does come on the Chet. So Michael Amemer says, the Gemara, Nazir, ki maisi Korban, lavlaka para maisi. So yes, the truth is, maybe the Nazir is a chote. Maybe he did do a little sin. But the point is that when the Nazir is chayiv and the carbon is not coming because of the sin. The carbon is coming in order to be metayer him and permit him to fulfill his Naziris bitahara. Says the Gemara, final challenge. Elamiata Safe is second to last challenge. Elamiata Safek Sota. Let's say if you have a Safek Sota, Rashi says, what's the case of a Safek Sota? Every case of Sota, because the whole point of Sota is we don't know whether she actually defiled herself, whether she actually became Tamei with this other guy. So Safek Sota, Shavar Lavia Kippurim, you have a Sota where Yom Kippur passes by, Lo Tesei, she shouldn't have to go through the whole process after Yom Kippur, Da Kippur Alav Yom Kippurim, because Yom Kippur should be Mechaper, the Chet Shein Makarbo Ela Amakom, because it's a Chet that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about. Samer Rav Yoshia, L'chol Chatosam V'lo Tomosam. That no, it says, L'chol Chatosam V'lo L'chol Tomosam, that this halacha, that Yom Kippur absolves of the obligation to bring a korban, applies only to Chatos, not to Tuma. What tuma is there by Yasota? It's not an issue of tuma tara. Rashi explains what when we say tuma, the Torah refers to znus as tuma. It refers to znus as defiling. So there is a reference to tuma in the context of sota, in the context of a woman being mezane. Abaya Amar Abaya gives a more straightforward answer, even without kvetching out that sota means tuma. Boel makribo. Hang on, the only time Yom Kippur suspends an obligation to bring a korban is when no one knows if an avera was done except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over here, you know who knows if an avera was done? The person who was bol, the Eishes Ish. He knows if the avera was done or not, and therefore this is not a chet she'ein makir bo ela amakam. So Rav Amar, Sota Kimaisi Lavar Avon Ka'asya, the third answer, Rava says, sort of similar to the other answers that we've been given, that yes, of course, there is somebody who's makir, of course, this is a suffake, we don't know whether the woman sinned. The reason that you have to go through the whole sota process, even if there's an intervening Yom Kippur, is because the whole purpose of the process is not l'chapara. The purpose of the process is to be mevarer whether she actually sinned. So the only time Yom Kippur can suspend the obligation is when the primary purpose of the korban is for kapara. Says the Gemara, Elamayata Egla Rufa. How about an Egla Rufa? An Egla Rufa that we just read about in the Parsha is the Parsha of what happens when there's a mace. There's a dead body. We don't know who killed the person. The mace is somewhere in the vicinity of two cities, so we have to measure which one is closer, and then we do the whole Egla Rufa process. So the whole point is, Why do we do the Egla Rufa? Why do we bring the Egla Rufa? It's cause of a suffix. Egla Rufa. Shavar Alav Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur passes by. We shouldn't have to do the Egla Rufa after Yom Kippur because it's a chay chain makir bo ila makam. Zamer Abaya, horeg makir. No, of course somebody knows who did it besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The guy who killed the person knows. Knows who killed him. And Rav Amar Kro La'aras Elochupar L'dam Asher Shafach Ba. Now the point is that it says in Pasuk and Rashi says Ein L'chashum Kapara Elazu Egla Rufa La'Sofek Varikas Oregel Avadai. That we have a Pasuk Baras Le'chupar Avon teaches me that the only way we can have a kapara is through the Egla Rufa process. Therefore, even if Yom Kippur passes in the meantime, you still have to do the Egla Arufa. Rav Papa Amar Kra, Kapar Lamcha Yisrael, Ruya Kapara Zushat Kapar Al Yotze Mitzrayim. So we have the statement that this kapara of Egla Arufa can be mechapar even on Yotze Mitzrayim. Now, obviously, there have been many, 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 many Yom Kippurs that have passed by since Yotze Mitzrayim, yet somehow Egla Rufa is still mechaper on those Yotze Mitzrayim. So it's obvious that this type of sin, for some reason, requires the Egla Rufa process, even if there are many intervening Yom Kippurs. So says the Gemara, So now that we say that a chait that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about, Yom Kippur is mechaper, Ema ki misyadalei basi Yom Kippur nami lo mai sichatas. So I might think that if he then learns that he definitely did do the chait, but he learns this yediyah, he has this yediyah after Yom Kippur, I might think that he shouldn't be chayiv to bring the chatas, because he would have been chayiv to bring a korban asham. Yom Kippur would have suspended that chiyuv. Therefore, if he has the idea after Yom Kippur, he shouldn't be chayiv to bring a korban chatas. Some Rav Zira lamatzah samris. No, you can't say that. The kibun the chiv kra yediyah gabe chatas gabe nasi gabe tzibur, because the pasuk says three yediyahs. It says by a yachid, by a tzibur, and by and by a nasi. And we need all of those, instances. And from the fact that the pasuk says yediyah by a yachid, yediyah by a tzibur, and yediyah by a nasi, it teaches me that I'm chayiv to bring a chatas whenever I have that yediyah, even if I don't have that yediyah until after Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara, how do I know that that the fact that it says yediyah by all three teaches me that I have to bring the chatas even if I have the yediyah on the chait after Yom Kippur? Maybe it teaches me yediyah by all these three because I need to learn it by all these three. Says the Gemara, tzricha, maybe I need all these instances of teaching me yediyah. The kakadiksiv kra gabe yachid, because if we would have had the concept of yediyah by a yachid, havamina kulum yachid lo asan. I could not learn a tzibur and a nasi from a yachid. Why? Dikalamifrach mal yachid shekol karbono nakeva. That by a yachid we have a kula, that all of the karbonos chatas he brings are in a keva, and therefore it could be only by a yachid that you don't have to bring a karbon after Yom Kippur, but by the others you would have to bring the karbon after Yom Kippur. So the Achronim struggle with respect to why the fact that the karbon of a yachid is in a keva is a kula as opposed to bringing a zachar, but the Gemara assumes that it's a kula. So says the Gemara Viter. So nichtav gabi nasi v'nesi anach me nasi. So maybe it can only write the idea by nasi, and maybe I would learn the halacha by a yachad and a tzibur from nasi. So yachad me nasi lo asya. Well, I can't learn a yachad from a nasi. Dikalam erfach mal nasi shekein embish mias kol, because a nasi is not in the parsha of shmias kol. That's all parsha of Edus, that if a person knows Edus and he doesn't want to testify, then he could be forced to testify. Now, why is a Nasi not in the parasha of Shmias Kol? Because a Nasi has a din of a Melech, and a Melech is lo meid lo meidin also. A Melech is not in the parasha of Edus. So Tomer b'yachad shekein yeshna b'shmias kol. So I cannot learn a yachid from a Nasi. V'tzibur minasi lo asi, and I can't learn a tzibur from a Nasi either. Why dika l'mifrach mal nasi shekein karbono nekeva? Because by avodah zarah, the Nasi brings a karbon nekeva. However, by a tzibur, all of their karbonos are zachar. In other words, and again, the Gemara is assuming that the fact that the karbon of a nasi could be in a keva is some kula, and therefore teaches me that I cannot learn from nasi to the rest. Senichtav gabei tzibur v'nesi yachad v'nasi minei. Let's learn this halacha only by a tzibur, and I could learn the rest from that. Tzikla mifrach mal tzibur shekein en chayav en el alam davarim shekigas maisa. No, the tzibur has a special halacha that in order for the tzibur to be chayav a karbon, they need a two-factor authentication here, so to speak. They need helam davar and shekigas maisa. Basin as the paskin, erroneously, and then they have to follow Basin's psak and do an avera. So mechada yediyah lo asya. Says the Gemara, good. You've proven that I can't learn from only one of these sources. So let me, however, learn the idea only by two of these sources, and let me learn the third source from the combination of the other two. Says the Gemara, how should we go about this? Lo nichtav yediyah gabe yachid. Let's not write yediyah by a yachid. V'teisiv min nasi v'tzibur, and let's learn it out from nasi and tzibur. Ikal amifrach, while the nasi v'tzibur shekein ena b'shmias kol. The nasi and the tzibur both are not the parsha of shvuah se'edas, because the tzibur can't be made, obviously, and the nasi, the melech, is not made. Tomer b'yachid, sheyeshna b'shmias kol. Lo nichtav kra yediyah gabe tzibur. Let's not learn by tzibur. V'teisiv mi yediyah de yachid v'nasi. Let's learn it out from yachid and nasi. Ikal amifrach. I can't learn to Tzibur because Yachid and Nasi have a strange halacha that their karbonos are nekeva. Yachid, all his karbonos are nekeva. Nasi, some of his karbonos are nekeva. Tzibur, none of their karbonos are nekeva. Says the Gemara, Tomer b'tzibur, she'ein b'karbon nekeva. Lo nechtav gabi Nasi. Says the Gemara, I have an idea. Don't write it by Nasi. Let's learn it out from Yachid and Tzibur. So my parachta, what are you going to ask now? If the distinction is that the Nasi is not b'shmias kol, Yachid yochiach, because a Yachid has b'shmias kol. And if the comparison is going to be, if you're going to ask, I, but by a Yachid, all his karbonos are nekeva, so Tzibur yochiach, they be karbon nekeva. So it says the Gemara, it's apparent that we could have had the Yediyah by Yachid and Tzibur, and I then could have learned Nasi from the combination of those two. So ad is lahon Yediyah lo mechayev. So ad is lahon Yediyah lo mechayev. Then until you have Yediyah, you're not going to be chayev, and therefore by a Nasi, until you have Yediyah vados, you're also not going to bring a karban chatas. So lama li dechsiv Yediyah gabe Nasi. Why do I need to learn the parsha, the halacha of Yediyah by a Nasi? I already know from the rest that until you have Yediyah, you're not going to be chayev a karban. So if I don't need to learn the halacha of Nasi for its own right, because I learned it out from Yachid and Tzibur, so here's the source that if I find out after Yom Kippur, if after Yom Kippur I have my Yediyah Vados, I am going to be chayav a karban chatas. Abaya Amar, Idoloch Sev Yediyah Gabi Nasi, Miyachav and Tzibur Lo Asya. Now says Abaya, I would not have learned it out from Yachid and Tzibur. Misham Dikal Mitrach, Mali Yachav and Tzibur, Jekain Eina Suyin Leshtanos. A Yachid and a Tzibur, they're never going to change. The Yachid is never going to become a Tzibur. The Tzibur is never going to become a Yachid. Tamar Ben Nasi, Sha'asoy Leshtanos. And Nasi is going to change. Why? Because one day the Nasi is going to be removed from his post. He's going to be, somebody else is going to be appointed instead of him, and then he's going to become a Yachid. So he's able to change. The Shita Mekubetzes and the Tosas Arash ask, hello, a Yachid is also able to change, because a Yachid is one day maybe going to become the Nasi. So they answer, well, no, because not everybody is eligible to become a Nasi, because males who are pasul are not eligible to be a Nasi, like a mamzer. Women are not eligible to be a Nasi, and therefore it turns out more than 50% of the population is ineligible to become a Nasi, and therefore a Yachid is not considered to be somebody who's going to change. Says the Gemara, El Amar Abaya Mehacha, Michti, mitzvos Yalfi, Me'adadi. The word mitzvos is written by both. So Kivan, the Yalfi, Me'adadi, Lami Li Dechsev Shalosh Yediyas, Gabi Yachid, Gabi Nasi, Gabi Tzibur. Says the Gemara, if I'm going to learn it out from Shom Drasha of mitzvos, because Rashi says by all of them it says mitzvos. So says the Gemara, why did I then need to learn the parsha of Yediyah explicitly by Yachid, by Tzibur, and by Nasi? So Amena Inyan Lugufeyan. The Gamrilan mitzvahs mitzvahs, if I don't need it to teach me the basic halacha that you're only chayav echatas once you have a yediya, tzeneo inyan eichad mizyada lebasar yom kippur remudim aisichatas. So it teaches me the halacha that if I have the yediya, even after Yom Kippur, I'm going to be chayav echatas. Seema kimizyada lebasar yom kippur remudim aisichatas chayav echatas mishum yom kippurim lav aladin chayt kasi. I might think that if Yom Kippur passes by and then I have a yediyah, I'm still chayav echatas because Yom Kippur doesn't atone for that specific sin. Aval asham talui. What happens if the person had a suffek whether it was a chote and he brought an asham talui and then after he brought the asham talui he has a yediyah? Aval asham talui daladin chet kasi, where he brought it for that chet emach enami de mechaper. I might think that it's mechaper, and therefore he shouldn't have to bring a korban chatas. The chimis yade lebasar the kamaisi asham toloi lo maisi chatas, and therefore if he has the idea after he brings the asham toloi, he shouldn't have to bring the chatas because he already was mechaper from, he already got a kapara from that chait. Amarava, Amarkra, Ohoda, I love Mikal Makom. It says, Ohoda, I love Mikal Makom. No, whenever the guy has a yediya, he has to bring a korban chatas. Hasha, Damarki, Misyadale, Maisi Chatas, Asham Tali Lamaba. Says the Gemara, hang on a second. If a person brings an Asham Tali, then he has a yediya, he's going to be chayav a korban chatas anyway. Why in the world is he bringing an Asham Tali? What purpose does it serve? Amarav Zera, Shemais, Mais below Avon. Because if he dies, he'll die without punishment. Masaka Flarava, Mais, Misa, Memarekes. If a person dies, the Misa itself is a kapara. Elamarava, Login, Elamini, Yesurin. That in the meantime, the Hashem totally comes to protect him from Yesurin. All right. Chatas of Abala Safek. Next, we said a chatas of that comes on a Safek, Safek Leda. If after the Malika, it's known that she was chayav in the carbon, so that bird, the bird that was brought may Safek, has to be buried. So we're going to see why. Tamarava, Vechiper. So I amaiti cover. So says the Gemara, says Rav, Vechiper, that this carbon chatas actually works because she was bringing it Safek. It turns out she was chayav it bevadai. And this, the bird is the same bird for a suffek and a vade, therefore she gets her kapara. Iachi amaiti cover. Why does the bird have to be buried then? V'fisha'ina mishtameres, because it's not guarded. It's not guarded from becoming tameh. Says the Gemara, Emas, during which time period are we talking about? Emas lo mishtameres. Imei kara chayahave. If it's when the bird was alive, a living animal, a living bird is not susceptible to accepting tuma. Ilib sof, and if it was after kamint kaminater, then she is watching it because then it turns out that she is chayiv. Elamas nisim benodala delo yalda, that it's she finds out that she didn't give birth. Uvedinu demuteras bana. And it should be mutar bana because the bird is chul and gomer. Umaiti kaver midrabanan. And why should it be buried? It's buried only midrabanan. It's a gzeira midrabanan. So that we shouldn't think that you could be nene from a chata sa'of abala safek. That the only reason that you're allowed to be nene from this is because it's chul and gomer. So that you should not think that you could be nene from a chata sa'of mi safek, we're going to say you have to bury this bird. If before she did a malika, no delosha yolda vadoi, that she definitely did give birth to tasa vade, just make this carbon into a vade. Shememitche via al looda mevia looda, because it's the same carbon. Imishenimlika no delosha yolda. If after the malika she finds out that she really gave birth for sure, samarav mazeh. So do the blood service, and she gets a kapara from this. And muteres ba'achila. Rav Yochanan Amar asura ba'achila. Rav Yochanan says no, it's asur ba'achila because gzeru shami yamru chatasov abala safek necheles. Because this animal, this bird, started alza safek. And lest you think that ordinarily a bird that comes may safek could be eaten, we're not going to eat this bird. So Tony Levi Kavosi the Rav. So Levi learns a brisa like Rav. Chatas of abala safek. You have a chatas of that comes on a safek. Imish and imil kanoda. If after the malika, it becomes known that she was mechayev sheyolda vaday samazadama motzadama v'chipra muteres ba'achila. Now Tani Kavosi the Rav Yochanan. Chatas of abala safek. Im achelon imlika. If she finds out before the malika nodala shelo yolda, that she didn't give birth, then teitzei lechulin, then it goes to chulin, didn't have the malika yet, oti mokar lechavrata, or it could be sold to her friend who does have to bring a karbon chata sa'of Vadai. And im achelo nimlaka nodalosha yolda, if before she did the malika, turns out that she did give birth, vadai, then tase vadai. Then let her bring this carbon as a vadai, shememin, shemevi aloha, demevi alhoda, because it's the same carbon, both for a safek and for a vadai. Im mishen nimlaka noda sheyolda, if after the malika, if she finds out that she did give birth, and so says the shita, changes the girsa. So mitza dama ve'achakach noda sheyolda. So it's the shita changes it not in mishenimlika noda, not after the malika, but if after the malika and the blood service she finds out that she did give birth. Asura filo ba'ana, it's usur even ba'ana, shala safek ba mitchila. Because it first came to atone for a suffek, so it gets rid of the suffek, but it can't fulfill the obligation that she owes for a vadai karban. So in other words, if after the malika she found out that she gave birth, and then this chatas ha'of is asur ba'ana, just like all chatas ha'of habala safek, that's like the shita Rav Yochanan. So we had a Tanya Kavasei de Rav, now we had a Tanya Kavasei de Rav Yochanan, that this chatas ha'of that initially came on a safek is going to be asur ba'ana, just because all chatas ha'of that comes on a safek is asur ba'ana. So we'll stop here. The rabbi's back tomorrow, thankfully, and he will pick up from the Mishnah.